Well, that's got to be fun. Shows the district's got some cash to spend, if anything.
Yeah, it's, we need them, but it's not, like I said, we don't have too much money. They just bought a truck that's rated at about $800,000, so that's a little expensive. And well, nowadays, anything's expensive now for my price. Yeah, but it was much needed. The other ones were getting about 20 years old, so it's about time they're due to get replaced.
Surprised they didn't go with a couple of Baofangs. They could have saved themselves a bunch of money.
Trouble with the Baofangs, they don't decode the dual tone. Each fire department has their own unique tone, seven tones that the dispatcher puts over, and like I said, the Baofangs won't mute. Like the pagers will, they will, you know, who wants to listen to all the different fire calls during the night? I just want to hear Alden's, or Crittens, or whoever's. But, yeah, the Baofangs yet don't do the, don't decode the tones. Or else, I would have one.
It's all about the tone.
Yeah, so I hear Travis in there. I'll turn over to him. Good morning, Travis.
Wow, I didn't think I was clearing my throat that loud. Good morning, guys.
Oh, yeah. I hear you in there. Good morning. How was your evening last night?
Oh, my evening was very uneventful. A few minutes on the computer, and then we ended up crashing early last night. Maybe just too much heat over the weekend or something. But, yeah, nothing much. It sounded like you guys are buying some new radios. I don't know if I was mentioning... Oh, yeah, I think I was mentioning it to you, Ross, that Mark just ordered some adapter for his Baofang, thinking about Baofangs, to interface with his phone to do APRS. And it had me thinking a little bit about that yesterday, and that I want to try out the APRS feature of my AnyTone. And I need to find out, can I get that to work on how they have the, you may know this, because I disabled the, the A and B. If I have it running on the second channel, will it interfere with the first? Sort of like priority where it goes back in it. You know, you hear a dropout. Curious if that would work. I wouldn't mind running that if that was the case.
Yeah, that's interesting. I was just talking to Jeff about ordering new pages for the fire department and told him they're like about $600-$700 a piece, so not cheap. But yeah, that would be, that'd be interesting to see with, I know that's cool to do with the APRS. I wonder if you can get away with a DMR on that setup.
Oh, that's a very good question, except I think by the time you have that convoluted configuration with all the wires and everything, would you be better off just getting the DMR radio at that point? Yeah. Other than that, I thought about that a little bit last night, but didn't pursue doing any more research. I had a lot of wide load trucks passing me this morning. I'm sure you guys are probably seeing the same thing. I know one of the ones that went by me late last week was, I guess it's the hub, if you will, of a windmill. And or as Lynn sometimes says, the middle of the fans. How come they didn't turn the fans on today?
Yeah, I was wondering what that was. I wonder if that was some special saddle or dish for a radar for weather or something. So I'll turn it over to Jeff and we'll see if Brad's in there.
I took the daughter to wrestling practice last night for the first time in like 3 weeks. She, with all the horse camp she went to, she missed out on a whole bunch of wrestling. So that was exciting. She at first didn't want to go, and then of course once she's there, she has a ball. and everybody was kind of excited to see her and stuff, so a couple people got to wrestle. I ended up taking the new computer, which I had dual-booted Kali Linux to, and wiped that and just reinstalled Windows on top of everything. And I took a different laptop and exclusively ran Kali Linux.
That's interesting. I was trying to get the... You're blowing my doors off today, Jeff. You're right behind me. Just seen there's another wide load truck just went through. Well, it must be doing some repair to one of the windmills out that way. So, yeah, we'll see if Brad's in here. I did not hear Brad. Go ahead, Travis. It's your turn.
All right, there, Jeff. Jeff, you probably could have cleared out that partition without doing a full wipe and then reinstalling Windows. Was there a specific reason why you wanted to do that? Or you could have left that partition to do some other alternate operating system, dual booting if you wanted to run a different, especially if you wanted to run a desktop replacement version of Linux. If you want to run Manjaro or something, you could have left that partition there. Unless you needed the space, of course. So with, obviously I know running it on standalone would be ideal, but what prompted you to do a full wipe and restore?
We put Kali on the dual boot computer. It would freeze up after like 2 minutes. And so rather than try to troubleshoot that, I just wanted to get rid of it completely, start fresh, and then go with the Windows and then run Kali in a virtual box. I think there'll be a safer way to go.
Okay. Yeah, that's, as we had talked about, that's definitely one approach that would work. Yeah, I like both for both options for various reasons. Having the extra machine though is definitely ideal. If you have the extra machine sitting around, then you don't have to worry about anything being corrupted, destroyed, compromised.
Yeah, I just want to use the Lenovo as the Kali box, and then use the framework as a Windows machine to get the work done. And then I still have the Mac, which I'm not going to touch just yet.
So, Ross, speaking of operating systems and such, have you had a chance to play any more with that? Let me first verify. Was it Arc OS? That's the one I downloaded and was playing around with a little bit. Is that the one that you were suggesting?
For Brad, that was one of them. The other one was Dragon OS. They had all the slow scan TV software, obviously SDR Sharp. I had a couple other ones on there. I think it's DigiCan, maybe a few other ones. But it had the Ham World Clock on it as well. So the Dragon OS had, I don't know if it had more, I guess, programs on it versus Arch, but I think Dragon's done. I don't think it's supported anymore. I think that version you have, I think, is more up to date.
Yeah, the only thing that for a second there, and so you say it's no longer supported, the one thing that I wasn't crazy about, it was intended to be ran off of a thumb drive, which I get that, but it's slow to boot, and obviously you're running off the drive. And you can run it so that it's RAM only. You can run it so that it actually does save configurations to the thumb drive. And granted, you're not saving a lot, but the ArcOS was kind of neat, and it was a all-inclusive operating system that included all your open source ham tools. That's one thing I didn't like about it. And then you said, oh, Dragon, maybe I can install that into a dual boot partition. But, if it's not supported, I probably wouldn't look into it. I guess I could
go research it, but yeah.
All right, I made it here, and I have a few minutes to spare. Back to you, Jeff.
Yeah, the only reason I suggested Dragon OS to Brad, because he was running his older computer, so I thought, you know, older software would support it maybe better, but, I would give it a pause, see if even Brad's in here today. I don't know if he's going shooting this morning or something, maybe he's getting ready for that. Oh, no Brad's this morning, I guess. Alright, we'll shoot over to you, Jeff.
Regardless, I'll probably see Brad tonight, seeing that it is Tuesday, and he's prepping for whatever shenanigans will be afoot tonight. So is Dragon a version of Linux?
It is. It's a version of Linux, and all it is somebody, probably a ham, put a bunch of ham radio programs on it, like SD-Sharp. I guess that's some little scan TV. I think some satellite, you know, and a bunch of others. Too many to name. But, it's a pretty nice setup. Like Travis said, I think Travis has a better version of that. Dragon OS is getting pretty old.
I managed to get SDR Angel on the Linux machine last night. That was kind of neat. Never really installed a Linux program. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive how Linux goes on a lot of machines a lot better than Windows.
And it's a pretty clean install. It's a beautiful looking operating system. Now I just got to figure out what all the little words mean, because I can go to the one machine and say, how do I install this? And AI will tell me, type this. And sure enough, that works. So it's kind of interesting how that works these days.
You just have to make sure when you do that AI query that you're telling them what version of Linux you're running, because the installers can vary, or you may have to, if you need to compile and install, you may need to install a different utility for that. But your Dragon OS was updated 8 days ago, Russ. So there is a new version.
Yeah, maybe someday I have to bring it in. You guys can all play with it. I'm just pulling it myself. I made actually good time today.
All right, well, I'm going to pull 73s, and I'm going to go inside and get my coffee going. Have a good day, everyone. Talk to you later. KC2 NVM clear.
All right, same here. This is K2PCB, 73.
Ditto, KC2PET.